Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 40 minutes.
All righty.
We do have to get into a story that Kelly found. And from the get-go, Kelly said, something smells fishy. This is not right. Yeah. We'll get into that in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's Whatever Wednesday. Once again, Kelly is right.
Oh,
I knew it. I think so, Kelly.
Has it been proven yet? Or
no, not yet. But I think you're going to be right on this one. But right now, our phone number, by the way, is 800-KID-LIVE.
It's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Thank you, Kelly. See, we like to involve you in the conversation, Kid Nation. And to do that, you can call the show. You can also use that phone number to text us.
Yep.
And we talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Now, we just talked about how we would be willing to take $20 million.
No. I can't believe three of us. You guys would be willing.
All of us.
You don't know how
Jenna.
Much $20 million is.
That's $20 million? A lot.
Yes, I
do. Man.
That's a lot.
We're getting a lot of, you guys are crazy for taking $20
million. $20 million?
Burpees are extremely painful.
Painful, really?
Don't
you guys have enough money? Can't you just take a pill a day?
No.
I don't have enough, but we did get some that said you guys need to educate yourselves before you make that
That's
decision
what I
to
said.
Take the 20.
I haven't done all the research.
Well, guess what, Kelly? A doctor happens to listen to our show.
Oh, good. What does
really?
The doctor suggest?
Dr. Krickengo?
Hey, doctor?
Dr. K?
That's correct.
How you doing?
Good.
Dr. K.
What's up?
Tell them they don't want it.
Yeah, tell us about the burpee.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm a long-time listener.
Thank you.
I love each of you very much, and yep. I'm going to be thrilled to tell my children that I talked to you this morning.
About burpees?
Because they're the ones that, when I would drive them to middle school, I would always want to listen to NPR, and they would want to listen to Kid Craddock in the morning, and so we made a deal that it would be every other day.
Oh.
We would get to listen to what we wanted to listen to. And then I finally got to the point where I didn't want to listen to NPR anymore. I wanted to
watch,
listen to Kid Craddock.
You're saying we were so intelligent that we flipped you.
No, we were contagious.
I'm sorry.
That's why she's calling us now, because we're not intelligent.
My bad. Yeah, that's right. So are you with us on this taking $20 million or
no? Dr. K.
Well, I can't really weigh in on that, on the monetary issue. But all I wanted to say is y'all asked, what's the worst thing that could happen if you have herpes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the worst
burpees.
Thing is, if you have a baby while you have active herpes, it's devastating to a newborn baby. Like, it's a horrible encephalitis, and lots of babies die.
So it can get really bad, Dr. K. So it's good that Jenna said no.
But the rest of us, we're done.
Because we're done having babies, Dr.
Yeah,
K.
Yeah, we're good.
So I think that's where it's considered such a, it would be such a risk to anyone obtained it who wasn't.
Look at you, Jenna, making the right choice over the $20 million.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't take $20 million over a healthy baby.
No. Thank you,
but
doctor.
But I'm done having babies, Dr. K. So do I have your blessing?
Well, I think you're weighing your risks and benefits. And I think that's a good way to go, Kelly.
Thank you.
It's a good way to go.
Okay.
There you go.
Certified from a doctor right there. Thank you, Dr. K, the doctor of... Hey, Dr. K, you are now the doctor of the show, so if we need anything...
Oh, that sounds great. You call me anytime.
All right.
I will be happy to help out.
We're gonna get your phone number, because I got this thing on my foot.
What if you guys had to make it public knowledge, though?
Yeah,
like,
I let it happen.
Like, you had to announce... That you were...
Why do you keep adding these stipulations, Jenna? I just want my $20 million.
That's how this came up with Usher. We found out.
If they said,
Kelly just said, I just want my $20 million
in
my herpes.
$20 million in her herpes on the low.
Let it be. My God.
Here's what I would do. If they said, JC, you have to go on before the State of the Union address and address the nation and let them know, I would do it.
You had to be in one of those commercials, Kelly.
I would do it.
Oh, then you get bonus money.
Yeah.
That's right. I get residuals.
I would open up for the president and let the nation know if I had
to. That's so funny. That's going to be in the Christmas tape. I know that's going to be in the Christmas tape. I just want my $20 million in my babies.
Oh, no.
All right, we're doing Whatever Wednesday here.
Oh, my goodness.
For Whatever Wednesday, this is from the text. Sorry, Kelly, didn't mean to bring it back up, but I don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So, like Jenna, I keep up with the recaps. That's why we do it for you.
Okay, okay.
I was listening, and I guess Monday's show, when Brian came out to greet Rachel, and one thing was weird. When they asked where they wanted to live,
right,
and out of nowhere, again, maybe it's random, I don't know, Brian said L.A.
Right.
Why is he saying that? Is he planning a new entertainment career
or
something?
That's what happens is they the next year or two of their lives, all it is about promoting The Bachelor and The Bachelorette franchise and doing appearances.
Yeah.
So they kind of have to put their lives on hold. Remember the Bachelorette, this Andy that said, oh, I'm going to go back and be an attorney. She didn't go back and be no attorney.
Nah.
Because you get a taste of that fame and that money. And so that's what they're going to do.
Then go be an attorney out there.
In LA?
Yeah, use your skill
so many.
Set.
No,
gosh,
I can't.
Did you?
I think she's now a lifestyle blogger or something. I don't know what she's doing.
Brian, I found out was. Did we ever talk about this? That he was on a reality show back in the day about being a player?
No, I didn't know that.
Shocking.
Right? Like he had long hair.
Let's find that.
No beard.
I want to find that.
It was on Twitter. I was you know, going through people's reactions from The Bachelorette, and they're like, "Can we remind everyone that Brian was on a show on how to be the best player you can be?"
People can change, JC.
They can.
I mean, old Brian.
It looked like it was late 90s TV.
With age, you really do chill out, don't you, Al?
Amen.
Out.
That's right. Hey, Mario.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
What's going on, man? Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. What would you like to bring up?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like Dr. Mario because I can analyze Kelly and her state of mind, where she is in her life by one simple thing.
What?
It's the way she says 1-800-5-GEEKY.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, about 2 years ago, it was getting pretty rough, and she was sounding real like 1-800-5-GEEK, like somebody shoot me if I have to say this phone
right.
number again.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right.
Then somewhere around the time where she met Al, it got real excited. 1-800-5-GEEK, she said it with some passion.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
How's
That's
it sounding
right.
now?
It's sounding now like, you know, it's still going strong, but maybe it's not quite the enthusiasm. Like 1-800-5-GEEK, you know, yeah, I'm in a better place, but maybe
okay.
it's not quite as fun as it was.
Yeah.
Like honeymoon's over, but I'm all right.
Yeah.
Have you taken
new
time
normal.
To analyze any of the rest of the show members?
Yeah.
No, you say it with relentless enthusiasm, Big Al. So
oh, okay.
You're like my buddy Doug. Your mood never changes.
Hey, you're
way,
like a
fast.
Little... A dog.
I met you a long time ago, Kelly. My band Azure used to be y'all's house band, and I did a lot of work with you and Kid Craddock.
Yes,
and
it used to be Monkey Shine or something, right?
We used to be called Monkey Spank. That's
Monkey
right.
Spank.
Yeah, Monkey Spank.
That's it.
Yeah.
Monkey Spank and Azure. Yes.
You worked with.
I remember him. Yeah.
You worked with Chris, who was our internet.
Yeah.
That's right. Back in the day, we did a bunch of live remotes with y'all with Barry Manilow and Pat Boone and different things.
So I remember.
You guys are still going strong, Monkey Spank. Not so much.
Not so much.
You guys broke up.
It happens. Yeah. It happens.
I'm sorry, Mario.
You'll get the band back together.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear you guys every morning, too. By the way, JC, I might be your long-lost cousin, man.
We probably are.
We look a lot alike. I'm Mexican. I got two kids in the suburb. I got a fine white wife, so we're kind of similar.
There you go.
JC has been told he doesn't look Mexican
enough.
Mexican?
Right. Y'all should invite him to join the Don Cheadle.
Yeah. I've been told I look kind of Asian in my eyes. They got a slight slant to them. Do you ever get that too, Jason?
Yeah, dude. We all have that Mexican friend that looks Asian, and I guess I happen to be that one.
Yeah, you're the guy. You're that one guy.
And
y'all
you
live
too, Mario.
Parallel lives.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Well, Mario, we're going to have a family reunion here soon and meet up.
Let's do it, bro.
All right, my man. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in. Mario from Monkey Spank.
There you go.
I think we used to call him Monkey Shine.
It was Monkey Spank.
It was
Monkey Spank.
Yeah. Big Al Mack, yep. Carrie has one for you.
All right, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, Carrie. Hey. What's up?
Hold on.
What's up?
You. Talk to me.
I have a question for you.
All right, I got the answer.
Unfortunately, we don't have your station broadcast in our area, so I have to cheat at work and listen.
Oh, you know? Thank you for making
you.
The extra effort.
That's so nice.
And sometimes I watch, too, because... When you guys talk about stuff, I have to get on kids live TV real quick to see what the hell you guys are talking about.
Thank you.
Drives me nuts. Okay. Anyways,
yes.
Well.
Yes, Carrie.
The highlight of my year probably is I'm going to go see Rod Stewart this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Well, my second highlight would see Big Al at the Mat on Saturday. Please tell me you're going to be there.
Saturday? Yeah, absolutely I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
What time are you coming by?
When I get my drunk ass out on Friday, it kind of depends.
What? What? That's funny.
Yeah, this is a girl's weekend, and okay. I am going to. It's going to bang. That's all.
Yes.
All
right.
Yeah. It's going to be a girl's weekend.
You know, are you single?
No, I'm very happily married, and I would not fit into Al's vision of his perfect girl.
Well, let me ask you this,
Carrie. But I'm a hoot and a holler when she passed my resting bitch face.
Carrie, how many girls you got with you?
We're going to have four wonderful women.
Four.
Let me tell you, we don't get out much because we are parents, and you know. But let me tell you, we play it hard when we're out.
Okay, Al's going to reserve a table for you.
What time you coming?
We believe you.
I want to say, you know, I don't go to Dallas that much. I don't know. My friend Shelly she's the one that's going to.
Oh, yeah, Shelly's going to.
Maybe 11?
I think this weekend's going to be a lot of Ubering.
How about we just get your phone number and you and Al can hash out the details.
We'll go ahead and take the reservation right here on the air.
You can do that on the side. Carrie, hold on first. We'll get
your number. Carrie, I want you to wake up Sunday morning with a lot of regrets.
Okay. I might get so drunk, I might buy Big Al a drink.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to buy you and your girls one, okay?
All right.
One round's on me.
Hold on for us.
All right,
Al, you got a date with Carrie, but not a real date.
What'd you say, Saturday?
Okay. Saturday.
Yeah. Jenna, when is your beautiful website going to be done? That's from the text.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully, like, in a week.
I was taking a look at it yesterday, a little
peek. Yeah, yeah.
Looks good.
I mean, I've been working. Well, since we didn't have a TV show anymore, I decided I would start kind of a wellness lifestyle blog, really, just that I can share a bunch of stuff people ask me about. So I've been working hard for about 7 months. And it's almost ready.
Yeah. It looks really good.
Fit-ish, because that's what I am. It's not just fitness. It's all sorts of stuff. Fit-ish. But, I'll let you know as soon as it's ready. I got some funny videos, friends involved.
Yeah, Steven.
Some girls helping me out. Yeah.
If you ever wonder, like, what's Jenna wearing or what's she using and stuff, because you get asked that all the time.
And it's kind of boring to talk about that on the show every day.
From the text also, what did Kinsey do to sprain her wrist and her ankle?
Yeah, if you missed
she fell. My wife has a sprained wrist and a very severely sprained ankle, and she did it at the gym.
What position was she in?
She was doing the toe taps on a box, apparently.
No way.
And I guess she just rolled her ankle on the way down.
You know, I've done it on that. Yeah. I was going up and over a bench, toe tapping.
Would you classify her as clumsy?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
But, I mean, you don't
She's
have to be
athletic.
Clumsy
I'm just asking.
To
I'm
do
just
that
asking.
Because you're wearing rubber-soled shoes. You got that. Yeah. If your rubber sole hits it the wrong way, you go.
Yeah.
But she
really
is athletic.
Dangerous.
Yeah, something she always does. Luckily, this guy named Jose was there.
Oh, yeah.
He has a man bun. And he has a tank top where his abs are showing.
Oh,
and
yeah, he does.
And
he picked her up off of the floor, the gym floor.
Mm. Swooped her up, I believe, is what she said.
Did the hair flip over his left side.
His bun fell out.
And then he just carried her all the way home.
Yeah, my wife's in San Diego right now. In fact, she called me last night just to talk about that again.
Really?
I heard that.
She's like, you know what's great? You can just ask him for a ponytail holder.
Yeah.
And she asked him to pick her up from the airport, and he actually picked her up.
Yeah, he carried her. Man, like, I try so hard just to be average for my wife, and then this guy comes in here.
Just to be average.
Just to be better than average. Good on you, Jose. Good on you. Jose B over here.
Uh-huh.
We have to get into the story that's been circulating about a model that got kidnapped.
Oh.
Like, it's like the movie Taken type of kidnap.
A famous model?
No. Not a famous model. Up and comer. But when we started talking about it, from the get-go, Kelly Raspberry said,
Yeah.
Something smells fishy.
All right, we'll get into that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll get to the model story that's causing people to tilt their heads now.
Hmm.
At first, you're like, oh, man, that sucks that happened to this girl. And now people are reading more into it and seeing how she's reacting, and everybody's starting to do that pug look. Where you ask a pug if they want a treat, and they just do like, oh, really?
When you talk to them about anything.
About anything. But yesterday we talked about the guy who wrote a post about his wife and how he loves her chubby body and her figure, and he's all about her. And it's split 50-50. Some people thinking he's just asking for people to say, oh, you're such a good guy for allowing her to be your wife. And there's people that are saying, no, this guy's genuinely sweet. Hmm. But what does his wife think about it? She actually did an interview.
That's really the most important part,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah. Amen.
The one that has the opinion that matters.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
His name is Sarah, and they asked her, how does she feel about the mixed reactions?
I think a lot of people don't have context to the post. As Robbie said, he posts about me all the time. But what people don't realize is that I'm a body positive fashion blogger, and I myself label who I am as curvy. And I talk about my thick thighs and my big booty and things like stretch marks and arm flab and all kinds of topics that are super relatable to women every single day. And so it's not a conversation that's abnormal for us. It's very regular on both of our platforms. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
got his back.
That puts it way more in perspective for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just, and I'm not trying to be some super feminist, but the more I think about it and writing about my own body or anything, it's like, why can't we just be like encourage girls just to be like who we are? Why do we even label stuff anymore?
Right.
Curvy, fat,
that's what people do
thin,
now.
Athletic. I know that's what they do, but
that's
yeah. It's kind of nice to just be like, whatever your body is, I get to a certain age, it's like just start embracing it or trying to be the best version of your body.
Yeah.
Like if you're healthy and take care of yourself, just be your body, not I'm curvy or I'm fat and I'm proud. Just be you.
Don't categorize yourself.
Yeah,
just be you.
I kind of like just being like, that girl's so attractive and I don't allow myself to think past. I try, you know,
yeah.
Like I don't want to think past like her weight or she's too skinny or she's too big. It's just like, gosh, she's fit and beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would like. If I had a daughter, that's what I would like to instill in her.
To be confident. Yeah. I think that's what we all want our daughters
sure.
to,
yeah.
to have. You want them to have self-love. But from one model to another model, and this was a story that Kelly brought up in the studio during a break a couple mm-hmm. days ago on Monday. And she, right off the bat, I don't know what it is about Kelly Raspberry.
Cynical. She's cynical.
I'm very cynical.
She's
yeah.
cynical,
I'm very
dude.
Skeptical.
Skeptical. That's a better word.
And sometimes I'm wrong.
Yeah. I'll read you the first line of this article.
Okay.
Chloe Ayling's story may be frankly incredible, but it's true. Her lawyer has said.
Well,
Kelly, what's the background of this story?
Yeah, I just saw a headline because, you know, I'm scanning all the websites around the, well, not around the world, but, you know, some websites. And this story popped up about how this young model, she was lured to what she thought was a photo shoot. And it was actually some sex ring. And they had kidnapped her and they were trying to sell her on the black market, the underground web, whatever
right.
they call it. And but they let her go after 6 days because they realized she had a 2-year-old son.
Oh.
And they didn't want to do that to her. And I'm
the
like, well, that's weird.
Like
kidnappers care.
And it was like the movie Taken. Like she got an injection. Like some guy came
yeah.
up behind her. They
she
put a thing
stuff.
Over a bag over her head, and then they put her in a jumpsuit, in a pink jumpsuit.
Yeah, she said she woke up or wherever she was released in a pink jumpsuit and socks, which are just like the ones I'm wearing now as she's standing on her front yard in her little Daisy Dukes and her push-up bustier talking to reporters and smiling. I said, this girl didn't get kidnapped. This is ridiculous. Why is anybody talking to her? Because she didn't get this. There's something going on here.
Okay. Yeah.
This
okay.
is not what happened.
And surely.
And this happened in England?
Well,
they went to a different country.
To Milan or something.
Yeah.
I don't have this.
Italy.
Okay. Yeah, Italy. Yeah. So she was lured away. They decided, oh, we feel bad because we kidnapped a mother with a young boy. So we're going to let her go. And then she's doing interviews in the front yard smiling,
she
holding
went to
her
a
puppy.
Photo shoot or something. Yeah. You know, casting.
I'm like, this isn't. I know people handle shock in different ways. People laugh at
traumatic
funerals and stuff like this. I'm like, but that ain't, something's not right here.
Yeah,
okay.
The days after all this went down, they said the kidnappers hit up her agent, who's the one that booked her for that.
The kidnappers hit up her agent?
Yeah, and they said, hey, we want this ransom for her.
Oh, okay.
So they were going through the agent. And then she's finally released. And
6 days later,
six
right?
6 days later, and she's fine. There's no marks on her. They didn't do anything. They didn't harm her,
okay.
except for mentally, she says. And now people are starting to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that she had gone shopping with one of her captors.
Yes, they said this woman says, yeah, they were shoe shopping, and I sold her shoes the day before she was released by her captives. And she's saying, well, yeah, because I was having to act normal because they told me if I tried to run, they would kill me. So there's that.
Okay. Well,
you can't release her with bad shoes on, Kelly.
That's right.
You know.
But when you're in a public, I mean, there's going to be hundreds of people outside of the store. There's probably people shopping in the store. I mean, that would be probably a good time to scream, help, or run into some guy's arms and say, protect me. I don't know.
Something.
But again, you don't know what's going through her mind.
You know what? I've never been the victim of a kidnapping, so I don't know how I would respond.
People on social media have started looking into it, and apparently she had a prank where it was a kidnapping and public prank that she was a part of. That people are looking at and saying, okay, this is eerily similar to what did happen to
you. And when did that happen?
I think it was a few months ago.
Okay.
And she's now scheduled to pose for page 3 in the newspaper in England.
Page 3.
Which means, I believe...
A page 3 girl is topless.
Topless. Oh.
That's a long-standing tradition in England. It's been going on forever. If you're a page 3 girl, it's a topless. In the daily newspaper.
Yeah. And that's where my Kelly Raspberry siren started going off. It's like, if you're about to be subjected to being sold in a black market as a sex slave, you that's the last thing you want to do is...
Show off how sexy you are.
But if you own a newspaper and you are trying to figure out who you're going to put on your page 3, and this girl is topical, she is the most popular thing you have in Europe right now, you probably are going to offer her a lot of money to put her on page 3 so you can sell your newspapers.
Number three.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But if I had been naked and held captive...
You would be, and
you wouldn't be on your front yard smiling for the cameras, holding your puppy.
You would think probably, man, I need to change my profession. This is not something I want because it drew the attention of bad people. I don't want more bad attention. But
I don't know. It just smelled fishy for me from day one. Yeah. Now, if it comes out that I am
wrong, she watched Taken and she was like, "This is pretty cool. I can do something like this."
If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I don't think I'm wrong.
But again, that's what the shame is, Kelly. We talk about this all the time when girls, you know. False cry assault just to get attention, and then it ruins it for those that actually
have a case
went through it, and then they get questioned. And gosh, I just think bad karma to do this.
And she went from an Instagram with a couple hundred likes
she wanted
to. I think she's gotten quite a few from that, and she's trending on Twitter, and she's on the TV all the time. So
there's nothing worse than telling a lie and then having it blow up.
Yeah,
and then you got to stick to it.
Right.
That's the worst.
Right. So
let's pick a movie that we would like to recreate in our lives to get attention.
Right?
Like a movie premise.
Notting Hill.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to be a movie star. And I want a British guy. Well, I love. Well, yeah. That wouldn't work, would it?
The Wedding Planner.
Wedding Planner for Al.
But I'd have to have Jennifer Lopez.
I'm talking about recreating something like if she copied Taken, like Castaway, something that you could
something. I was understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just any movie you want your life to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like,
No, to get media attention.
I have to really think about it.
I would want to.
Sully!
Yeah! Well, land the plane! Oh, that was a real story, though. Spider-Man. Radioactive spider bites man.
Something you could lie about.
Peter Parker lies about being Spider-Man. First of all.
Yeah, I have to really put some thought into that.
Armageddon.
The world from an asteroid.
Yeah, I got you, fam. All right, we got love letters to Kelly coming up next. We'll solve your relationship issues with our love expert next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just over 30 minutes away from catching you up with the Hollywood gossip with Showbiz Top 5. Kelly's working on that right now.
Working hard.
That's what I'm doing. I'm over here working.
Working hard on the gossip.
So hard.
We also have to talk about our t-shirt designs, you guys. Those are due today. We got to turn them into the designer.
We're having a t-shirt design competition.
Part-time Justin already designed his because he did a part-time jobs bit where he went to go work for this company, and he created a shirt with a picture of him and some groceries on his butt.
Distended buttocks.
Yeah. It was Photoshop?
You thought that was his real bottom.
I don't know. I don't look at it very often. I just saw the picture, and I'll just go with whatever was
distorted.
On there.
So we said we could do better than that.
Yeah, so we're going to have a competition, compete against Justin. The last place... The person that makes the least amount of money, apparently there's going to be some consequences.
Uh-oh.
A consequence?
Yeah, Kelly, don't worry. You're Kelly Raspberry. You rarely lose.
That's true.
But I have lost.
Rarely lose.
But this time, you probably won't.
Why? Because you've heard some things?
No. I just think your fans will buy your shirt.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And especially if I'm going to be punished.
You have quite a few.
Yeah, I don't need to be punished.
I might be buying a few shirts.
And also you have a little bit more money than us, so you can.
I'll be buying my own shirts to avoid that.
Now we're talking.
Kelly's a little more liquid than we are right now. So she might.
Well, I got that $2 million coming.
That's right.
I got
Or is it $20
million? $20 million.
I got $20
million.
Yeah. Coming my way.
You got that herpes cash.
That's right.
You got to split it with Alan, though.
About 100 t-shirts. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine now.
That's great.
All right, let's get to it. Our love experts ready to go. It's time for
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly. You are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in the process of a divorce. We've spent several months apart. It's been a huge eye opener for him, and he's become great. More of a hands-on dad. He's been a better communicator. He wants to get back together. I'm on the fence. I'm seeing someone now. He's my personality match in every way. He adores me, and it feels good to be with him. The problem is that while my husband isn't the best match for me, our time together feels right for our kids. We've done more as a family in the past several months than we've done in years. We're not romantic at this point, but I sometimes feel a wave of softness towards him when we're all together. But when I'm with my new guy, I know he's the better match for me individually, and my feelings for him are much stronger than my feelings for my husband. I worry about taking my husband back and finding myself regretting that I settled for him again. I worry his changes are only for the moment, and I know that finalizing my divorce doesn't mean I have to make a long-term decision about my boyfriend right now, but I think the boyfriend situation's clouding my decision about my divorce. Court's approaching, so this is the time for me to decide.
Ooh, boy,
I feel like I'm looking at a deadline to decide the future of my whole family, and I can't process it all. Help!
I'm telling you,
when you meet somebody new and all your endorphins and you get all these feelings and you... Look at the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise. These people have convinced themselves after 2 or 3 months they are in love and giving up everything for love. And the odds are it's not going to work out. You're in the process of experience this very physical, very real reaction to somebody new. You have no drama with this guy. You haven't had to worry if you're going to make your mortgage payment this month. You haven't had to sit up with a sick child with this man all night. He's new. He's fun. He comes with all new adventures and possibilities. There's no negatives with the new guy.
Right.
The other guy, you've got history and you've got kids. I would give it one last shot with... Now, you're asking me my opinion. I would give it one last shot with the husband. Maybe this was the wake-up call he needed. He realized finally, oh my gosh, look how close I am to losing everything, and now I see what's important to me. What if this was the kick in the pants he needed? Yeah. And you're going to throw all that possibility of having an intact family, which is so rare and beautiful in this day and age, to go after someone who makes you feel good. And I'm not lying. He does make you feel good, but you don't have any history with him.
Yeah.
He's all new sunshine roses. What could go wrong with new boyfriend? And he kisses you good and you get butterflies in your tummy and all that stuff. I get that. But if it was me, I'm just telling you, as hard as it is to give up that gushy boyfriend, I would go and give your marriage another try. That's what I would do and give it one valiant effort. But that means you're going to have to cut off 100% communication with the boyfriend. That is not fair to your
husband,
estranged husband, or the children that you're still keeping this little temptation on the side.
Can't you just buy yourself more time?
Well, they can, but if she's going to give her marriage a true try, she can't keep this little temptation over in the corner.
What if you don't
know? She has to completely...
Like you're 50-50. Like you don't know what you want to do.
I just told you how I feel about that. I think those feelings she has are great and they're real and it's fun. You're dating again and somebody thinks you're hot and sexy and he's telling you everything you want to hear. Like I said, with him, you don't have to worry about all the responsibilities of marriage because you have, oh, honey, trust me. Please go back and give it one more try. That's all I'm saying. Just give it one more try.
Very sound, mature advice.
For me. But you have to cut off boyfriend. That's not right if you're not giving it 100% try.
Right.
And if true love is with this new guy, he'll
be there.
Look
he'll
at the notebook. There. Go watch the notebook. He'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there. He'll wait.
So there you go.
He'll be growing out his beard and building houses or something. He'll be waiting for you.
I wrote you every day for a year.
It ruined love for me. That movie ruined love for everyone.
You give your marriage a try, you got to cut off the boyfriend. That's the only way it's going to even have a chance of working.
Kelly? From the text, everything Kelly just said was true. I almost lost my entire family because of that.
You get in your head, you get all mental and crazy. You don't wait. Yeah. Look at the long term, what you're putting on the line because some new guy came along and made you feel good about yourself.
New guy made you feel good.
And there have been men who have had to be literally slapped across the face with a divorce. Yeah.
And seeing that another man is willing to step in there and treat her
give it a try.
That's with the love and respect. Frustrating, though, is like you got to lose something to appreciate it. That happens so much.
But it happened. So give it a chance. You made a vow. You've got children involved. Try. I'm just asking you to try.
Do it for Kelly.
Try. Right.
Do it for me.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
You know she's not going to listen to me.
Oh, yes, she is.
It's awesome that you made a decision. Yeah. You actually told her
from
what
a
to do.
Good place. Too.
Sarah. I didn't say your name. Sarah, listen to that.
Yeah, please. And watch The Notebook. I'm 28 and recently started seeing a man that's been pursuing me for months.
Okay.
It's been magical. He's hardworking, genuine, thoughtful, great at laundry. But there's one thing that has been irking me.
He doesn't like bananas.
No, worse.
That drives me nuts. Alan, I just found out my husband doesn't like bananas. I didn't know that.
Hello, I'm Alan.
All right, back to the
But you're not going to leave him over it, are you?
It's not about
no,
you,
No, I'm
going
to stay.
Yeah. Your dad makes the banana mush.
Mush.
He's actually a smoker.
Oh, yeah.
I've dated guys before that had a cigarette every now and then. Oh, I recently quit, but never an active one. My question is, how can I ask him to quit? The relationship is still new. I want to approach it delicately. I also don't want to throw everything away over this bad advice. Please help me,
That's
Jessica.
That's a serious one, Jessica. I would just sit down with him in a true, not in an attacking way, and just in from a place of love and concern. Say, and I had a friend that had to do this not too long ago, and it didn't go well.
Oh, really?
No, it did not go well. She said, I cannot be with a smoker. And in my friend's case, she's a reformed smoker. She doesn't smoke anymore. She had to give it up. And she said, I can't be around that. And, you know, if we really have a chance, I need you. He pitched a fit. He got all defensive and mad, and it was ugly.
Yeah.
So, but you need to just, you know, for you to say, for me, I can't be long-term with a person who smokes. And that might be, maybe he's looking for an excuse to quit. Maybe you're
maybe.
The inspiration.
That's it right there,
know.
Yeah.
Or it could go really wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just personally, I don't think I could have gone the distance with Alan, my husband, if he was a smoker.
I've talked about this before. That was my thing. Before I met my wife, and this was in college, so obviously, you know, everybody shows up. I would tell girls when I would catch them smoking, I'm not cool with it. And if you continue to do it, I'm out.
Yeah, now he'll have a cigar every once in a while.
Different, yeah.
I've been with Alan a year and a half. He's maybe had two cigars I've seen. Yeah, that's different. Right. That's not smoking.
And that mentality,
we're talking cigarettes.
Though, doesn't always work with smokers because they have to kind of want to quit for themselves.
Yes.
Right.
It's hard to do it for someone else. And my best girlfriend's engaged to someone that smokes, and I'm like, is this your breaking point? I mean, is that it? Are you going to end everything's perfect except for that? Are you willing to walk away? And she's like, I mean, it grosses me out that much.
Yeah. But how deep in is she?
Deep.
She's engaged.
See, this kind of stuff you have to address in the beginning.
Exactly.
Right. That's not fair to him.
If he's been a smoker since you knew him, then that's what my kind of reasoning is. He's always been a smoker.
Right.
And that's
not fair to him if you wait 2 years, 3 years, got a ring. Now I want you to quit.
You let him have the habit.
That's not fair.
It's a big deal if you don't like it that much.
That's what you tell him early. I'm not cool with it. That way, if they do it, the feelings aren't that strong and it's easier to walk away.
And say, if this doesn't change, I'm going to have to really seriously consider leaving this relationship. But you can't do it after you've been in for 2 or 3 years and got the ring.
That's unfair.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I think this love letter may result in the quickest response from Kelly Raspberry ever in the history of love letters.
I'm prepared.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My ex and I were together for over 5 years and broke up about a year ago. I'm sorry. Yeah, about a year ago. But we have been going back and forth in attempts to work on the relationship until a couple of months ago. He recently started talking to another girl.
Is he cheating?
He's talking to another girl.
But they're not really together.
Sorry.
They're just
dabbling. Premature cheating song.
Yet he still contacts me wanting to hook up.
Well, of course.
I've let him come over a few times because, well, I miss him. However, after I ask about the other girl and he tells me they're still talking, not dating.
He's going over to see her, too.
Do you think, Kelly, that he's lying to me just so that he can play both of us?
Yes.
Boom! Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And he is. Absolutely.
Yes,
100%
yes. There's no doubt in my mind, Kelly's mind, JC's mind, or Jenna's mind, or anyone listening in Kid Nation.
That is not a good dude, and he's showing you. Be glad he's showing you that, right?
Yeah. Well, she's accepting it, and so he's getting away with it because she lets him.
Right. Hey, we got one more love letter to Kelly from Jenna here we're going to read, and we'll give you some of the ideas we've had for this t-shirt contest, because we are going to be selling these online at KidNation.com. We'll give you that next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We'll reveal hints of what our t-shirt ideas are here coming up shortly, but we got to finish up. Love letters to Kelly. Jenna, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been single for a while now, but I finally like a guy enough to consider dating again.
Ooh.
The problem is that even though we have been friends for almost 4 years, we started our current relationship off by becoming friends with benefits.
Ooh.
I'm worried that even though we're great together and talk constantly and also just hang out, that he doesn't want anything else from me. Should I forget about him? or can I make him see that I want more? Marissa.
Well, you can make him see you want more by expressing you want more, having the conversation, what's going on here, where are we going, do you see a future here? And then if he's like, I'm really cool with the way things are, and you'd be like, well, you know. Okay, I am. That's how you know. I've had that conversation with a guy before. It's
yeah.
like, what are we? Because we kind of date each other on and off.
Just having fun.
And, you know, it's like, you're there, I'm here, if I need a date. So what are we? And he flat out said, I'm kind of digging the way things are with us.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, but I knew where I stood.
Friends with benefits.
I've been in this situation a lot. I've made the mistake of allowing the friends with benefits. And you're exactly right. And I'll tell you the hard thing to do here that I've done that's worked for me. I mean, maybe not ultimately, but any guy I've dated that I've presented this to, I say, I want a date. Well, I don't want that. Things are great. Fine. I'm taking myself off the table.
That's it.
So it's hard to do, but you have to remove, you have to take the cake away.
Nice.
Take that cake away, and it might last a month, it might last 6 months, but anytime I've done it, they've come back, and we've dated, and it may not have worked out, but,
yes, but
if that's what you want, you got to take it away.
Yeah, you do. And then you're opening yourself up the opportunity for somebody real to come into your life, and not somebody that's just, hey, I'm chill with the way things are. So you have to have that conversation. But, you just have to. That's a grown-up conversation to have.
But if you're good with having your cake on the table, just have your cake on the table.
Well, I mean.
Yep. But if you fall in love because you've been given that cake away for free, then you got to take the cake away and start charging for it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't charge for the cake.
You charge for the cake.
No.
Don't charge for the cake. Charge for that milk. Charge for whatever you want to charge.
Hashtag don't charge for the
cake. Just ask him where you are, where he sees this going. That is not an out-of-bounds conversation. That is a perfectly logical, reasonable, mature conversation to have.
At least a little cupcake.
Yeah. Stop with the cake.
Cake.
Is that all? Am I done here? Yeah. Is my work done here?
Your work's done here, Kelly. What is
friends
that?
With That's Al's up. Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
Are you embarrassed?
You can tell how much Al is into friends with benefits based on how well he sang that.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, well, we do.
I blocked it out.
Yeah. That's when we did the contest. Remember? Yeah. All right. So take it away.
I only weighed in on that because I've been in this situation a bunch because I've fallen in love with guy friends before. And then you start hooking up and then you're like, but wait, he's still like doing everything he used to do.
Yeah. All that from one kiss with Big Al on Dish Nation.
That's right.
Man, Jenna.
They had to have the conversation, JC.
Yeah. Cake was on the table, JC.
Yeah, cake was on the table and she took it away. We have to get into the t-shirt contest we're going to do. By the way, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, we do them every Wednesday and on Mondays now, too, as well. We read
just
a couple.
Whenever. Yeah.
Go to kidnation.com, write us, we'll read it on air, and Kelly will give you her best advice. Now, this is Kelly's advice. You could choose to follow it.
Yes.
Take it into consideration.
You can take it into consideration.
Or completely ignore it.
And do what you want to do.
Right. But for the most part, look at that. She was 4 for 4 today.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're on point.
100%.
Thank you.
Even with your single word answer. One word answer, yes.
That was the easiest one.
She just asked a yes or no question.
And you were correct on that one. T-shirts. Part-time Justin did a part-time job gig where he went to go work at Pinpoint Merchandising.
Yeah.
And he created a t-shirt that he's going to sell online at kidnation.com, and we wanted to get in on that. So we've had about a week to come up with a t-shirt design that we're going to put together with Pinpoint Merchandising and put it up for sale. And we're going to have a competition to see who can sell the most t-shirts, who can make the most money. The last place person,
oh boy,
there will be a consequence.
Yeah, we don't award the winners.
No.
We just
I mean, it's cool just to be the winner. But here on this show, we tend to just want to come in the middle somewhere.
Yes. Middle is fine.
Middle. Yeah. You know what,
but we don't know what the punishment is.
We don't yet. We will come up with a punishment.
Okay, so we don't even have a punishment yet.
I think the back office. I think corporate has already.
I mean, I'm sure in the back it's already set, but they don't want to tell us just because.
So the people that
aren't going to have to do the punishment.
Aren't part of it get to come up with the punishment.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works around here.
Okay.
That's right.
Maybe their punishment is based on who loses and how much they care for each one of us individually.
Maybe.
All right.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Then I still have some decisions to make.
Yeah, that changes a lot. That changes a lot of things.
What were some ideas? Did you guys have some ideas that you X'd out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were some of the ideas that you were thinking about, Kelly?
Well, like, you know, at first I thought I should just use this opportunity to promote the podcast that I do with my husband. Why not? Why wouldn't I do that? A sandwich and some leaven. But I thought, oh, that might not sell a lot of shirts if I just, you know, use that as a marketing tool.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to go in a different direction, a more
timely,
topical direction,
so,
I think.
Really?
You're doing a topical t-shirt. Okay.
Something that I hope. I'm either going to go with an inside joke from the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That true listeners of the show would think is great and funny, but you have to be a listener. You have to be a member of Kid Nation to get it.
Okay.
Or go with another idea that I think the majority of America would get.
Okay.
Well,
even if they don't listen to Kid Nation.
I like the show inside joke one because that's one of those where if you see them out and about in the store.
You're like, hey, I got
you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get it.
I like
the show inside joke too.
Okay.
But you probably sell more if you're going for mass appeal.
But who are we, who's buying these? Isn't it
Kid
just
Nation.
People that listen? Yeah, listen
it's our
to
listeners.
Us.
That's okay. It. Yeah.
But
right?
You never know. Some member of Kid Nation could share it and somebody sees it that doesn't listen to the show and then it spreads.
But you know, I can't expect that every member of Kid Nation listens every day for the full show.
Okay. Right.
They might have missed it. I don't know. I'm very torn.
See, I'm very torn. I almost went with my charity that I started for squirrels.
Right.
Squirrels Lovers United Together. Big
right, right.
The sluts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to put that on the t-shirt, and then I realized that that could hinder my sales because moms may not want to buy that for their kids.
Right. I would imagine not.
Even though it's for a good cause. You know, so I had to do away with that one. I also thought about taking little baby bodies and putting our heads on top of them.
Okay, that's cute.
And just having, it's basically a Kid Craddock Morning Show t-shirt, and it'd be us on the baby bodies. But I was like, I don't know if that's going to sell either. So I came up with what I think is a very simple idea, but I think could potentially turn into one of the best-selling t-shirts, not just on the show, but of all time.
Mm, wow. See, now, wouldn't it be crazy if you and I have the same idea, and then, like, what do? Then it just comes down to who likes JC or Kelly better.
Yeah, and so you would win that one. But
right. But what if we have the same idea?
Well, I don't think
we do.
You have
to tweak it just a hair so that, like the upside-down swoosh from Nike.
Yeah.
I mean, the swoosh.
I think there would be lawsuits filed if we did
that. Just saying, you just change it up just a little bit is my point.
I'm going for the simple look, but I want people to come up to you and go like, hey, what's that about? And then you show them.
Okay. And show them.
Yeah, you show them.
And the ultimate compliment is, hey, I like your shirt.
Yeah.
You know, people say that on the street.
There's definitely that. So mine's definitely, it's one of those where it could start a conversation. And then you show you got to show them. There's going to be a movement that goes with this shirt.
Okay,
I was going to
a movement.
Yeah, not like a body movement, not like a.
I thought it was going to be like we're going to
body movement.
No, not that. Like we were going to change the world,
which then could turn into a change the world movement. Yes, Kelly.
Nice.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Al goes for potty humor.
Yeah, what are you doing,
he's
Al?
A fifth grade boy at heart.
I was going to do who doesn't like a puppy, right? Or a dog, a cute dog. So I was going to do something simple like a picture of Curtis.
Picture of a dog on a shirt.
Just a golden doodle.
The cat t-shirt, Kelly, it's huge. And then I said, no, let me put more into it because that scene just feels like a give up. So another idea I had was to have the picture of an animal called an egret on a
which
shirt.
Which is what?
It's like a duck.
Uh-huh.
It looks kind of like a duck, but it's an egret. And then right up under it, the caption would say, no egrets.
Okay. But you have an egret, so you do have an egret.
Hey, that's not funny.
From the text out, maybe you want to change your ideas up here, but dear Big Al, I would love a tin can turkey man shirt for Thanksgiving, please.
I thought about that, too.
For Thanksgiving, holiday sales.
It's coming up.
Okay, so that one's on the table. Oh, that's an egret on Kid TV. And then what was really shot down, which was my favorite idea of all of my ideas.
Is this the one that producer didn't like?
Yeah.
Nobody liked this idea. Oh, I can't wait to hear
it. I didn't hear it, but he was like, Robert, no.
So, you know, you see these drug commercials on TV.
Like Viagra and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my drug was going to be called Alaric.
That's your name.
Which is my name. And then a picture of a couple of pills. And then below the picture, it would say, this is what the caption would say. Side effects include nightly alcohol consumption, excessive karaoke singing, attraction to 30-year-old female Latinas, unprofitable business decisions, possible purchase of a boat, eating at the same place 6 days a week, talking with a high-pitched voice when flustered, daily use of non-prescription glasses, and infatuation with blick shoulders.
We get charged per letter.
No, please go with that one.
please do it. Please.
I think that was a great idea. So, I don't know what Robert's talking about.
So that was,
I love that, Al. Do that one.
No. So that one's off the table.
So you're not doing that. I wish you would do that one.
Please do that one.
So now I'm down to my idea, which is, my idea.
Uh-huh.
And the idea that was just given to me by a listener.
Okay.
The 10 can turkey.
You know what? That seasonal, okay. Seasonal shopping one.
That actually might not be a bad idea.
Because honestly, are there not already Halloween decorations out in the
course.
Stores?
Yes,
yes there are.
Ordered. Costume ordered. I'm almost
and
ready.
Right after Halloween is Thanksgiving.
Al, you might be onto something. It's seasonal, but you could sell a bunch of them. And I would say Jenna is a favorite because she is the fashionista of the show. She's in tune
this
with...
this is not fashion. This is a t-shirt. So we're all on a level playing
can be
field.
Fashion.
But
I have a variety of ideas that I've thrown out the window.
Yeah.
You know, just like my Halloween costume, I like to keep what I'm doing a secret. But first I thought about all the nude photos I have of you guys and putting that on a shirt.
Hmm?
And then... I'm kidding. And I thought about some phrases, like this milk ain't free, or you got to risk it to get the biscuits,
right.
Popular phrases, the catchphrases I like, but nah. And then I thought about doing just an all black shirt that said, where's Wheezy, but like not put Wheezy on it, just where's Wheezy.
Like the sweatshirt, I got
you. Just super inside, yes, which was great because that's an all black thing. I do where's Wheezy every week and people seem to love that. So I will say... Wheezy's definitely going on this shirt.
So Wheezy's definitely going to be a part
my
of your shirt.
Pug's definitely going on this shirt. Pug shirts
like
are popular.
Yeah. Don't you can't go wrong with the cute
dog. But what I'm doing with it might be a little twist, and it might be
a
business decision for me as well.
A business decision.
That's what I'm going to put on my shirt. Little twist.
Haven't said that guy's name in a
Who
long time.
You could pick him out of a lineup. That may be where you find him in a lineup.
Well,
I don't
even
know.
Better.
We're turning in our ideas today after the show.
All right.
Decisions. You can keep the decisions coming. Suggestions coming.
Because Al hasn't made up his mind.
I haven't. 800-543-3548 is our text number.
Yeah, we might use your idea. Maybe I'm going with mine. I'm stuck with mine. I'm digging mine.
Yeah, no, I'm open to ideas that people would love.
Okay.
I want to make what you want to buy.
And we'll have the designs posted on Kid Nation next week because we, you know, it takes time to manufacture and get it all together. But
yep.
Yeah. Look forward to our new clothing line that we're starting here. Very exciting news here.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation's got jokes.
Like...
Are JC's t-shirts going to come in a bigger size than small? That's for the competition
no.
We're having.
That's a good one.
Schmedium.
Schmedium. There you go.
Only one size.
Well played. I mean, you can only laugh at that.
All medium. You really should sell all of yours in mediums. That's funny.
But I wear a large.
Yeah.
Now I've moved up to extra large in some.
You keep
whatever.
Selling. You keep selling, brother.
Yeah. This one's a large.
In the junior department.
No,
we have a junior apartment for boys.
This is the grown man department.
Extra large. Yeah, extra large for kids.
I shop in the grown man department.
I shop in the grown man department. That's where I shop. Big and tall. But yeah, a lot of people are liking your pill idea.
Really?
Yes, you should go for that.
We're getting a lot of responses about the pill idea. And that's just not me trying to win the competition.
We want you to do well. We want you to put up a good fight.
I'm relaying information from Kid Nation, and they're the ones that are going to be buying the t-shirts. Again, we're going to release the t-shirts or the designs next week.
Yeah, if you weren't listening, we're having a competition who can come up with the best t-shirt design. And
yeah.
So, we'll see.
So I got a couple things here. One for Jenna, one for Big Al Mac.
Okay.
All right.
There's an 8-year-old girl from Florida named Roxy Getter.
Who's this one for?
For Al.
Oh. Huh?
Wait, just wait.
Oh.
Just became the youngest girl to ever climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the tallest mountain in Africa. It's 19,341 feet high.
She's eight?
She's 8 years old, Big Al Mac.
Wow.
Today, I finished climbing the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's right.
Wow. It was hard because you had to go like up and down steep hills. I didn't think I would make it to the top.
I made it up.
Wow.
And that was hard. I was so tired. I could barely even walk.
Now, a couple bonus points. She had heart surgery when she was a little girl.
Holy smokes.
And they didn't give her much of a chance. And look at her. She just climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, which is your goal for 2017, Big Al Mac.
2017, yep. I've got about...
Not that mountain.
No.
Just a mountain.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I have invited Al. Like, I told him I'd love to go to Colorado. I won a place to stay for a Halloween competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've had some great Kid Nation members write us and tell us exactly which mountains would be doable for Al and I to just have like a leisurely mountain hike. And Al was just not taking me up on any of this. So I'm trying to help him with his goal.
And I appreciate it. And we're going to climb a mountain.
Yeah.
It may not be in Colorado. I don't know if it will or not.
Will it be this year?
Yes. Yeah. Right hand to the
man. And if not?
No, I'm going to climb a mountain. I'm going to climb a mountain. One that's preferable is one I can drive to that's right up the road. About an hour and a half.
Okay.
It's in Lawton, Oklahoma.
See, you do it for convenience.
Yes.
Now you got to go enjoy the sights.
Challenging yourself. And I want to go to Colorado for a lot of reasons. It's Colorado. It's beautiful.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. When you get 5 or 10 more years on you, as I have on you, you'll do everything out of convenience.
So why did you even put it down as a thing?
Don't insult me like
that.
5 years on me.
Oh, 7.
Maybe you can climb a mountain when we go on our family vacation here.
If you have a choice.
I don't recall there being any
mountain. There's Mayan ruins.
Yeah,
that's
you
not
can go to the Mayan
kind
ruins.
Of a mountain, and that's hard.
Oh, I've done that.
You have?
You went all the way up those stairs with that rope?
Yeah. Yeah.
He might have done the tiny one.
Me and Andy, a whole bunch of us did. Yeah.
What's it called?
I couldn't tell you what the name of it is. But it's beautiful, too.
Chinchinilla. I don't know. That's not a mountain, though. That's a ruin, and that's different.
Okay, so it's got to be a mountain, Big Al.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not saying Colorado is not going to be up.
You didn't even think about it. You just like,
you're kind of touring and you're following the pack. You know?
I'm saying on your list of things you want to do this year, I don't think you put any thought into it at all.
I told you I watched the movie Everest.
But no, I don't think you thought about it.
I thought about climbing a mountain. Yeah. What do you mean?
You haven't done any preparation. You haven't taken it seriously. You haven't picked even a really good mountain.
We're more than halfway
That's
through
a good
the
mountain.
Year.
Oh, are you hating on the Oklahoma mountain?
Are you going to camp on the mountain when you're climbing?
No.
So you got to get boots. This is what I did before I said I got boots. I walk my dog in them. You can walk Curtis in them. You got to break them in.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I did that.
Got
to get used to the oxygen levels being lower, right? I don't know anything.
With the higher
you go. I watched that movie.
Well, the altitude. I don't think we're going to be hiking that high.
And I'm going to get those sticks.
Walking sticks?
Those walking sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, my
climbing
goodness.
Sticks.
And I'm going to have those little hook things that I
don't think you're going to
Oh, so you're going to scale a mountain. You're going to do like rock climbing.
Oh, well, no, maybe not. I won't do that. But I'm going to climb like really hard.
I'm going to climb really hard.
Yeah.
Quote that right there, my man.
I'm going to climb a mountain.
Okay. But little 8-year-old girl just did it. Kilimanjaro, Al.
And I'm going to yodel while I'm climbing.
Goodness, okay. Don't make it worse.
Now you're getting nutty. And Jenna, I told you I had something for you and I teased you during the break.
I'm teased. I'm excited.
There's going to be a pop-up restaurant in New York City.
Uh-huh.
Next Tuesday. Go get your ticket now.
What? Can I miss work? What is it?
It only serves food made with Cheetos. Did you see this pop-up restaurant?
No, I didn't. I've always wanted to try that bagel that's made with Cheetos, though.
Grilled cheese filled with cheese, bacon, tomatoes, and Cheetos. Mac and cheese made with white cheddar and flaming hot Chipotle Ranch Cheeto crust. Tacos with chicken, veggies, and Flamin' Hot Limon Cheetos on top. Nachos that use Cheetos instead of the tortilla chip.
Whoa.
Now, is this a Cheetos-sanctioned restaurant, or is this just somebody that... Okay.
This is put up by Cheetos.
By Cheetos.
And they're going to have a cheesecake with Cheeto crust.
They're great with their marketing.
Yeah, they are.
Isn't that so genius?
Yeah.
Mm. So they're going to have that New York. Hopefully, they start popping them up everywhere. I suggest popping them up in Colorado. That would be a good state.
You know they gave me Cheetos toilet paper?
Who did?
Huh?
I got Cheetos printed toilet paper.
Oh, I thought you got Cheetos toilet paper. I was like, you're going to have cheese all over your butt.
Yes.
Yeah, because I always
roll
my hands.
It's toilet paper coated in Cheetos. No, it's printed on there. I haven't wiped with it yet.
Oh, it's too special.
Yeah, I started getting black toilet paper. Have you guys used that?
No. I don't like
How
that
do
idea.
You know
I don't either.
That's the question, yes.
You just got to go by feel.
No.
But
never mind.
I found that it's not that good of a toilet paper. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
What, Jenna?
No, I almost just said something and I I'm good for glad you. That I, you. Good for I you. Caught a little late, but I'm glad I was going to like enlighten you guys with something. But then I realized it's embarrassing and it's gross and I'm not going to talk about it.
What about you?
Well, it's just about something I came across on the internet and actually accidentally ordered a lot of. Typical me.
Yeah? What was it?
You know they make wipes called Butt Valet?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.